This episode has been brought to you by George Foreman's Knockout Pain Relief.
Welcome back to another episode of The Last Storm. My name is Mark, and I'm here with Dave, and we are one day away from our very first preseason game, and we're pumped up about that. But today, we're here to talk about Josh Giddey.
Yeah, man. Every time that we have an opportunity to talk about Josh Giddey, I get pretty excited. And the reason is because he's our rookie number 6 pick, and he has an incredible upside that both Mark and I get really excited about talking about. And obviously, anybody that's in the organization of the Oklahoma City Thunder are pretty excited about having Josh Giddey in the organization as well. Whether he's a teammate or a player, or he's just in the organization as a player and a GM relationship, he's going to be very valuable in all aspects, and we're really excited about having him part of this team.
Yeah, and all that excitement, you know, came to a sudden conclusion in the preseason. I guess I shouldn't say it that way, but it was put on hold whenever he turned his ankle. And fortunately, Joe Mizzuto asked the very first question, and we got caught up on Josh Giddey's ankle.
Yeah, Josh, first off, how is the ankle, and how frustrating was it for you in summer league to, you know, get hurt that soon and not be able to play there?
Yeah, well, first, the ankle's good, healthy, back to normal. So, but it was frustrating. Obviously, you know, I was really excited to play in the summer league. We had a good pre-training kind of camp with the guys that were going to Vegas, but you know, I got about 2 minutes in and then did my ankle. So it was obviously really frustrating, but you know, the medical team and me, we took the right kind of steps in, you know, sure, and I got back healthy and didn't rush with the kind of rehab process. So healthy now, but we made the right decision not going back out there.
So it seems like it was, you know, just excess of precaution. Nobody was going to push anybody in the summer league. Clearly he hurt it, but you know, he had plenty of time, and it seems like he's going to be good to go from tip off on the first game.
Yeah, man, just using his words exactly. Ankle is healthy, and I was disappointed that I was not able to play in the summer league. You know, like, that's true competitor right there. That's exactly what we need to hear from a guy that's going to be playing in his first year and one of the youngest, if not the youngest player in the NBA.
Well, one of the exciting things about this season that a lot of the media has been asking the coaches and asking Presti, even asking the players now, is how we're going to handle all of these ball handlers on the court at the same time. And the question has kind of been recognized that it really is very similar to how we played SGA's first year with Chris Paul and Dennis Schroeder, all three of them being point guards at the same time. So this question is asked to Josh Giddey. I'll let you guys hear what he has to say to that.
I asked him about playing with you and Teo, and there's a lot of ball handlers on this team. But he mentioned, you know, a couple of years ago when Chris was here, they played three point guards pretty regularly. What's your sense of just potentially being on the floor with him, maybe even Teo being out there? Like, what could that be like for you three?
Yeah, really good. I'm really excited for that. And obviously playing with Shea is something I'm going to have to, you know, get used to and kind of learn how to do so. Obviously, we're both, you know, ball handlers. But as you said, there's a lot of those on this team. And we're going to all kind of have to figure out how to play with each other, learn to play off the ball as well. So it's exciting. I'm really looking forward to it. It's a really, you know, young group of guys, and you know, we're still figuring each other out. But you know, come opening night, I'm sure we're gonna have it pretty well figured out. But it's not going to be perfect, and it's going to take a little while to kind of adjust to each other and get used to that.
Yeah, clearly he's a basketball player, and basketball players like to play with other basketball players. You know, it's one thing to be a specialist, and certain specialists need, you know, certain players to help them look better out there. But it reminds me of that time that Dave and I spent with John Stockton, and we had a chance to ask him, and he told us playing with the Dream Team was like just like perfect basketball. Everybody always knew where the other person was going to be and where they should be. They were always at. And that's what it feels like when you have a bunch of people who have high basketball IQs on the same team.
Man, you're so right with that. And I'm glad you brought up the thing about John Stockton, because, you know, you're absolutely right. Is it gets to a point where when you're playing with a bunch of other incredibly intelligent players, you know where each other are at, and there's no learning process. It's just there. It's going to be interesting to see how these guys work together and start playing well together. I like what Josh Giddey said here about, you know, he's excited. He's not scared. He's excited to play about with all these ball handlers. And how could you not be excited? You have other guys to help you out, get you through the process, man. This is exciting for Josh. this is exciting for the organization. And I love, this is the question that I really was excited about hearing, because this is the maturity that you hear in him. And if you listen to the question again, just listen to the straight up maturity of the answer that he gives. He doesn't even sound like an 18-year-old, and it's truly spectacular.
So in this next clip, I forget who asked it, but the question was basically, how do you think you're going to do in the NBA, where the assumption is that there's more space in the NBA than the NBL? So I'll go in and let you guys hear his answer.
A few people I talked to said they think that your game might be better suited for the NBA than even the NBL, given the extra spacing in the NBA. I just wanted to get your thoughts on that and how that might impact your game and style of play.
Yeah, I mean, I can't really say if it's going to be better or not. I haven't played an NBA game yet, but the spacing on the floor is definitely something a lot of people have said to me. That's the main difference from that league to this league, and that's kind of passing the ball is what I do the best, you know, in my game, and the space is going to help me, I guess. It's not going to be a negative at all. Being able to, you know, play with such a bigger, you know, floor, and then obviously having the shooters that we do and that the NBA does, it kind of makes defense stay closer to guys. So there's a lot more room on the floor to operate for me to make plays, whether for myself or for my teammates. So I'm definitely looking forward to getting out there and, you know, kind of seeing how that is. And I mean, I can't say too much yet because I haven't really played in the game.
Man, this is a really good question. You know, a lot of times I've wondered, watching NBL games and the way that they have compact, if NBA players and soon-to-be NBA players are going to have a hard time transitioning their game. But the reality is I do believe that Josh Giddey's game is going to fit the NBA better than the NBL. You know, the spacing, like he talks about in here, is really critical, because the reality is the spacing is what the new NBA is all about. And so it's going to be a crucial aspect to this, a crucial aspect to how this team and this organization are going to move on. But man, this is a really great question. And I really like the fact that he throws a shout out to our shooters, and he said he's going to be better because of our shooters. And this is, again, pushing the love and you know, passion to the game to the people that are around in the organization.
And you got to love the maturity to each one of these answers. That's why we play them in full, is because, you know, if we sound clip them, it doesn't do them justice. And clearly he knows what he's talking about. Clearly he has a passion for the game, and we love sharing that with you. All right, so the next clip, the final clip for today, is him talking about what he believes will be the hardest adjustment is on the offensive side, the defensive side. Good question. And, you know, once again, he just gives a really in-depth answer, even though at the same time, you could argue he doesn't say anything. He really just shows you his basketball IQ. So here we go.
Just pick up. But what do you think when you get into training camp, the big adjustment, offense or playing defense against NBA guys?
Look, I mean, both sides are going to be different for me. Obviously, I've never played, you know, besides the last 2 weeks, never really played against NBA athletes or, you know, last year the NBA was good. You play against bigger guys, but, you know, coming to this league, it's another step up. So I think both ends of the floor are going to be different for me. It's going to be an adjustment period, but I'm really looking forward to it. The guys are making it easy for me. They're helping me on both ends of the floor. So, yeah, I'm looking forward to training camp starting and, you know, figuring out those things and how to adjust to, you know, from last season in the NBL to this season in the NBA.
Man, again, another great question. I love these guys. I seem to save all the good questions for the players and give all the GMs and the coaches the shitty questions. But this is a really good question. You know, it's something that I wonder with rookies is coming in, like, what are they most afraid of? Are they most afraid of the offense or defensive side coming into the game? As you're transitioning your style, whether it's college or it's a different country's professional league, you have to learn how to make your game better. And to me, this is why Josh Giddey is exciting to listen to, is because he talks about both are going to be adjustment for him. Both are going to be different for him. But the guys are getting him better. And that's what's excited, whether it's offense or defense, both sides he's working on. And it's just not one aspect that he's working on. And this is not the only time we've heard one of the Thunder players talk about getting better on all aspects of the game. You know, Shea talked about it. Now Giddey's talking about it. And it has to be something in the locker room that they're sharing and working with the guys to let them know what's happening, because this is exciting.
Tomorrow is our first preseason game. So next episode is going to be a recap of that. So we're excited about that. And we can't wait to share with you guys what we see. This young team is getting closer and closer to our first game. and we're almost there. So stick with us, and we're going to be on top of every game like a fly on some hot manure. So thanks so much, and we'll see you then. And this episode was brought to you by George Foreman's Knockout Pain Relief. We'll be right back.